As for me, in the first year of Darius the Mede, I stood up to confirm and strengthen him. Now I will show you the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet 3 kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all. And when he has grown strong through his riches, he will stir up all against the realm of Greece. A mighty king shall stand up, who will rule with great dominion and do according to his will. When he will stand up, his kingdom will be broken, and will be divided toward the four winds of the sky, but not to his posterity, nor according to his dominion with which he ruled. For his kingdom will be plucked up, even for others besides these. The king of the south will be strong, and one of his princes, and he shall be strong above him, and have dominion. His dominion shall be a great dominion. At the end of the years they shall join themselves together, and the daughter of the king of the south will come to the king of the north to make an agreement, but she will not retain the strength of her arm, neither shall he stand nor his arm, but she shall be given up, and those who brought her, and he who became the father of her, and he who strengthened her in those times. But out of a shoot from her roots shall one stand up in his place, who will come to the army, and will enter into the fortress of the king of the north, and will deal against them, and shall prevail. Also their gods, with their molten images, and with their good vessels of gold and silver, will he carry captive into Egypt, and he will refrain some years from the king of the north. He will come into the realm of the king of the south, but he will return into his own land. His sons shall war, and shall assemble a great multitude of great forces, which will come on and overflow and pass through, and they shall return and make war, even to his fortress. The king of the south will be moved with anger, and will come forth and fight with him, even with the king of the north, and he will set forth a great multitude, and the multitude shall be given into his hand. The multitude will be lifted up, and his heart will be exalted, and he will cast down tens of thousands, but he will not prevail. The king of the north will return, and will set forth a multitude greater than the former, and he will come on at the end of the times, even of years, with a great army and with much substance. In those times there will be many stand against the king of the south. Also the children of the violent among your people shall lift themselves up to establish the vision, but they shall fall. So the king of the north shall come, and cast up a mound, and take a well-fortified city, and the forces of the south shall not stand, neither his chosen people, neither shall there be any strength to stand. But he who comes against him shall do according to his own will, and none shall stand before him, and he will stand in the glorious land, and in his hand will be destruction. He shall set his face to come with the strength of his whole kingdom, and with him equitable conditions, and he shall perform them, and he will give him the daughter of women to corrupt her, but she will not stand, neither before him. After this will he turn his face to the isles, and will take many, but a prince will cause the reproach offered by him to cease. Yes, he will cause his reproach to turn on him. Then he will turn his face toward the fortresses of his own land, but he will stumble and fall and will not be found. Then will stand up in his place one who will cause a tax collector to pass through the kingdom to maintain its glory. But within a few days he will be destroyed, neither in anger nor in battle. In his place will stand up a contemptible person, to whom they had not given the honor of the kingdom. But he will come in time of security, and will obtain the kingdom by flatteries. The overwhelming forces shall be overwhelmed from before him, and will be broken, yes, also the prince of the covenant. After the league made with him he will work deceitfully, for he will come up, and will become strong with a small people. In time of security will he come even on the fattest places of the province, and he will do that which his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. He will scatter among them prey and spoil and substance. Yes, he will devise his devices against the strongholds, even for a time. He will stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with a great army, and the king of the south will war in battle with an exceeding great and mighty army, but he will not stand, for they will devise devices against him. Yes, they who eat of his dainties will destroy him, and his army will overflow, and many will fall down slain. As for both these kings, their hearts will be to do mischief, and they will speak lies at one table. But it will not prosper, for yet the end shall be at the time appointed. Then will he return into his land with great substance, and his heart will be against the holy covenant, and he will do his pleasure and return to his own land. At the appointed time, he will return and come into the south, but it will not be in the latter time as it was in the former, for the ships of Kittim will come against him. Therefore he will be grieved and will return, and have indignation against the holy covenant, and will do his pleasure. He will even return and have regard to those who forsake the holy covenant. Forces shall stand on his part, and they will profane the sanctuary, even the fortress, and will take away the continual burnt offering, and they will set up the abomination that makes desolate. The ones who do wickedly against the covenant he will pervert by flatteries, but the people who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Those who are wise among the people will instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword, and by flame, by captivity, and by spoil many days. Now when they will fall, they will be helped with a little help, but many will join themselves to them with flatteries. Some of those who are wise will fall to refine them, and to purify, and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for the time appointed. The king shall do according to his will, and he will exalt himself, and magnify himself above every god, and will speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and he will prosper until the indignation be accomplished, for that which is determined will be done. Neither shall he regard the gods of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god, for he will magnify himself above all. But in his place he will honor the God of fortresses, and a god whom his fathers didn't know will he honor with gold and silver, and with precious stones and pleasant things. He will deal with the strongest fortresses by the help of a foreign god. Whoever acknowledges him, he will increase with glory, and he will cause them to rule over many, and will divide the land for a price. At the time of the end will the king of the south contend with him, and the king of the north will come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen, and with many ships, and he will enter into the countries and will overflow and pass through. He will enter also into the glorious land, and many countries will be overthrown, but these will be delivered out of his hand, Edom and Moab and the chief of the children of Ammon. He will stretch forth his hand also on the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. But he will have power over the treasures of gold and silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians will be at his steps. But news out of the east and out of the north will trouble him, and he will go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to sweep away many. He will plant the tents of his palace between the sea and the glorious holy mountain. Yet he will come to his end, and none will help him.